today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton, and joining me on the podcast today is my producer, Wyala.
Hello. I'm here, y'all. What's going on?
It's good you're here, mate. We got some biggies to talk about today.
Oh, why is it good I'm here?
I love it when you're here.
Okay, thank you.
My mom actually loves it when you're here.
Okay, shout out to Mrs. Your mom.
Mrs. My mom?
I don't know her name. I don't want to
see
her.
Mrs. Tedeschi.
Shout out to you. Is she in Australia?
Claire. You call her Claire.
Miss Claire. Is she in Australia right now?
Yeah.
Shout out to Miss Claire and shout out to Australia.
Shout out to Australia. Yeah, she goes, man, when you and Wild get together, oh, just the cadence. It's just fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
So it's a bit of pressure on today's episode.
I know.
All right. Well, what are we going to talk about? Angelina Jolie is alleging that Brad Pitt abused her long before the infamous private jet they took. So this is crazy news with two of the biggest celebrities in the world.
Yeah.
Madonna is filing to dismiss a concert goer's lawsuit who alleged that she needs to pay damages because they had to wait late for her to start and thus were tired for work the next morning.
Okay.
And it's pretty funny little lawsuit.
It's like old people beef.
It is. Oh yeah, it is old people beef, isn't it? Our Almost news is pretty good. Lily Allen wants beef with Beyonce. It's pretty funny. But to begin with, Sean Diddy Combs, his son Christian, is now being dragged into this whole mess. Allegations now directed at Christian, naming him for sexual assault and Diddy as the defendant.
Yeah, so a woman filed a lawsuit for an incident that happened back in December 2022. So Christian Combs, Sean Puffy's son, he's being accused of sexual assault, but Diddy is being sued for liability because he was the person who rented this yacht. So the woman alleges that this all went down on a yacht back in December 2022 where Christian Combs was on the yacht. Of course, the young woman was working as like a bartender, like a server type of thing. So, you know, they have people on these yachts that typically provide like service, food, drinks, whatever. She alleges that at one point she was called into the studio, music studio, where, interestingly enough, Rodney Jones was there.
Who's also alleged stuff against Diddy as well. He's got his own suit.
Yes. So Rodney Jones was there and Christian Combs was also there, Christian's Diddy's son. She claims that Christian was like pressuring her to take a shot. She took a shot. She was trying to get out of the room, according to her lawsuit. And then she claims that at one point he like pressured her to take another shot. She managed to escape the room, but she did say that at that point she felt a little dizzy. But she claims that before she left the room that he was groping her. He was grabbing her ass, her breast, just touching her inappropriately. She claims that she was sexually assaulted in that instance, but she was able to leave at least that space. However, she then goes on to say that later in the evening, Christian Combs had retreated to like the cinema to sleep in. So like the movie theater on a yacht.
This yacht has a movie cinema?
And just to let you know.
And a recording studio?
To let you know how rich these people are.
Right. Okay.
They have a theater in the damn yacht.
And this Rodney Jones, who's in the studio, basically records everything. Has audio running, has cameras running. Because apparently Diddy likes his whole life being recorded. Cameras going the whole time, allegedly.
What you would think is like, why would you want cameras and recordings if you know
you're
sketchy
crimes.
Alleged things are happening?
Right.
But because Rodney had these alleged recordings, the woman now has these alleged recordings, which she included and the transcripts in her lawsuit. But back to the cinema situation. So she alleged that later on in the evening, Christian was sleeping in the theater because there was no other space in the yacht for him to sleep in. She was then requested to go to that theater. She went to the theater and she claims that he then assaulted her again in the theater. And she was only able to escape in that situation because her partner, because they're assigned, I guess, partners if you're working on staff, her partner realized that she hadn't returned back to their room and her partner went to look for her. And then that's when her partner discovered the alleged victim and Christian Combs in the theater together and the victim was able to escape.
Wow.
Crazy situation.
So the lawyer for this lady, her name, by the way, this lady is Grace Omakaig. I might be pronouncing that wrong, but her name's Grace. Her lawyer is basically, he did say, like father, like son. That was in the
verbatim. It says something like, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. And
right.
I'm like, damn. Like,
but I mean, if Diddy is guilty of some of these things, then you would have thought his impressionable young sons might, you know, partake as well with their dad.
Well, you can't really say, but it does seem like a situation where like, if you're in an environment where those types of things are at least normalized, that it may appear normalized to the kids involved. But again, we don't know if Diddy's guilty or if Christian Combs is.
And this Rodney Jones, who recorded the audio, seems to be central to a lot of this.
Rodney Jones is, we thought Cassie was central to this Diddy ball. I think Rodney Jones, he got the recordings.
He's got the recordings.
He has all the literal evidence, that alleged evidence in regards to these crimes.
Crazy, man. This is just going to get crazier, too.
Yeah. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it, too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Okay, on to our next story. Angelina Jolie is alleging that Brad Pitt abused her long before their infamous private jet incident. So their private jet incident happened in 2016. If you don't remember, they were flying back from France to LA. And in this was the time that Angelina decided it's time to get a divorce. He put his hands on our children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the FBI looked into the incident and cleared him of all wrongdoing.
Yes.
But Angie maintains that, that something sinister happened on that flight. And now she's going a step further, saying that flight might be the first time he put his hands on our kids, but he put his hands on me many times before that.
Yeah.
So this all is coming out because they have a bitter lawsuit. They both own this winery in France.
Yes.
This winery that cost them like $26 million, $28 million.
Really fancy, really bougie. And they have been, I don't even want to say fighting, they have been like at each other's throat about this winery and like who gets the winery.
Well, because Brad wants the winery.
Mm-hmm.
And then without Brad's sort of permission, Angie sold off her stake to some Russian millionaire, billionaire guy. And so he's pissed. Wants the stake back, wants to own it, and so now all of these lawsuits are being filed because of the winery, but also targeted at each other.
Uh-huh. I think this is kind of like, it's super shady, but it's really smart, I think, when lawsuits, when people throw these things in. Like, this has nothing to do with the winery.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the fact that she allegedly sold off her stake in the winery without telling Brad Pitt, but she's just throwing these extra things in there to add a little bit of spice.
That's what Brad Pitt says. His lawyer says, when a decision doesn't go her way, and thus far in this winery sort of court case, it's been going Brad Pitt's way, allegedly. Mm. So they say when a decision doesn't go her way, she puts out false and misleading information like this to change the narrative and confuse the public. Well, I'm confused.
I am a little confused because I forgot what they was fighting about. It's like, are they fighting about wine or are they fighting about abuse?
Abuse.
Like, or whatever their marriage problems were.
Right. Well, this is obviously just such a messy situation, which is impossible to untangle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Brad was cleared in the private jet incident.
Cleared in the child abuse situations. Yeah, so he's clear on that. But
I don't think Angie isn't suing him or trying to like get him to face any criminal conviction for the alleged abuse against her. She just basically wants him to stop trying to get the stake of the winery.
Like, leave it alone. So this is her attempt, I guess, to, it's almost a little bit threatening in a sense. It's like, I'm keep dropping these tidbits about your character. And it's kind of like a character assassination in a little
right.
bit. Like they're trying to just muddy his name up until he
Until he goes, okay, I don't want to bother with this anymore. Yeah. But my God, for the two most famous-ish people in the world to be going at each other like this.
All I'm saying is Jennifer Aniston, I'm sure, is sitting at home.
True.
And watching and sipping her tea like,
yes. She must be loving it. You're so right, Wild. Okay, on to our next story. Concert goers who attended her, was it in New York, Wild?
Yeah, it was in New York. It was after her celebration.
Barclays.
Yes.
That's right. They concert goers were pissed off that Madonna started her show 2 hours after the show was listed to start. So it was listed to start at 8:30. She didn't start the show till 10:30. And now the filing argues that the fans had to get to work early the next day. And so they want some legal injury and they want some damages to be paid.
Okay. Madonna's team is saying, like, shut up, old people.
Yeah.
That's basically what they're saying. They're saying it's not Madonna's fault that you had to, quote, get up to go to work early.
Right.
Like, and I kind of agree with that. In the response, Madonna's team says, like, there's no indication on any concert ticket stub or at any messaging that says Madonna's going to hit the stage at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
let me read it.
No, nowhere did defendants advertise that Madonna would take the stage at 8:30 p.m., and no reasonable concert goers, and certainly no Madonna fan, would expect the headline act at a major arena concert to take the stage at the ticketed event time.
I 100% support this as a concert goer, but also, like, it's like, that's like expecting Lauryn Hill to show up on time.
Right.
Like, just some people are notoriously late. And honestly, I think every artist is a little bit late.
A little bit. 2 hours late
is a lot. Does she have an opening act?
I'm probably she does. Yeah, probably she does. But I think that she was supposed to go on at 8:30, yeah, opening act or not. And so it's pretty boring if you're sitting there in the crowd on a Monday night or whatever, you know, looking at your watch.
I was going to say, we should say that Madonna's audience is a little more like seasoned.
Yes.
Golden oldies.
Totally. I mean, you and I start work pretty early. We're sitting here at 7:30 a.m. And if I went out, this is why I don't go to concerts on weekdays.
I don't go anywhere on school nights.
Because if I was sitting, I would never go to a Madonna concert either. But if I was sitting at, you know, someone I liked, 8:30, and then like looking at my clock and it's 10:30, that's past my bedtime.
Way past our bedtime. You got to be up in like 6 hours.
I would start stressing. I would be here on the podcast asleep. I mean, I am not asleep on my podcast most days.
But again, it's one of those things where like you have to kind of expect artists to be late. I think 2 hours late is kind of a bit much.
She is notoriously late, though. And like, the disrespect it shows your fans aside, like, I would find it disrespectful. But that also is who she is and who I know her as.
Right.
And a fan should go in. Also, the people suing her, big Madonna fans. Like, we've got photos of them now.
Hardcore Madonna fans.
They're like they don't miss a tour type, the Madonna fans. So they also should know that.
They should know. If anybody else knows, they know.
Exactly. That's what basically they're saying. So I don't know how much money they want out of this. Or maybe they just want the Madonna to notice them.
Or get like a VIP package or something. Like Madonna, give them a meet and greet or something. Like just handle this situation.
I feel like these guys have got a lot of time on their hands. And so they wanted to sort of like, how do we get Madonna to notice us and sort of like reply to us? And now they've done it. Maybe this is just suits their aim.
A ploy to get Madonna to talk to them.
Yeah, that she knows us.
I have a question though.
Yeah.
Crap, how did I lose my question that fast? It was about Madonna. All right, forget my question.
Is she too old to be going on that late?
No, my question is, what is Madonna doing between 8:30 and 10:30 p.m. that she can't go? Like, could she possibly be doing back there?
Is she just sitting in the green room, bored herself?
Just like playing chess or something? Yeah. Or like knitting a sweater because she's an older woman? What are you doing back there, Madge? Get it together.
This is like old on old.
Beat. It is. I kind of love it.
Okay. Almost news time. This is actually bigger than almost news, probably.
Yeah, it's a good story.
But Lily Allen is saying, look, I'm not a fan of Beyoncé's cover of Jolene. And in fact, the whole Cowboy Carter album is calculated and she's trying to basically get a Taylor Swift-sized share of the music industry. Let's listen to some of her now. She's on her own podcast. It's called the Miss Me Podcast.
Good. It's very weird that you cover the most successful songs in that genre.
But I also feel like Jolene's such an excellent song. Like, I've listened to the story of how Dolly Parton wrote it in about 20 minutes, like over and over, because I just think it's so genius. And I don't know, it just felt a little bit like a kind of standard hip hop beat under a Jolene cover.
So, I mean, a lot of the songs on Beyonce's new album are covers.
A few of them, yeah.
Yeah, like Blackbird. Mm-hmm. Didn't she have another cover on there? Or something by the Dixie Chicks she covered as well.
She might have. I think there's a few, like 3 or 4 covers on the album.
So basically, Lily's point is she just picks some of the biggest songs, you know, around in the genre or whatever, and then does the cover, puts them on the album, and it's just, she goes on to say in this podcast, this is just a calculated move, trying to get more market share. Mm-hmm. She brings up the fact that Jay-Z stood up at the Grammys earlier.
I know.
And Jay-Z said, you know, you need to put more respect on Beyoncé's name. She's never won Album of the Year. It's about time. And Beyoncé went to that event with her bleach blonde hair, like mm-hmm. leaning into her Cowboy Carter era. And now she comes out with this album, does all the biggest hits in country and like.
Okay, she didn't do all the biggest hits in country. There are over 20 songs on the album. So okay. There are a few covers. Even if you delete the covers, you still got a full-length album.
You're into the album?
I do like the album. And my other thing is, who the hell is Lily Allen? Like, I obviously know Lily Allen because we work here and I know I listen to music. But like, Lily Allen got some damn nerve.
Yeah.
Lily Allen barely like her own goddamn kids, let alone Beyonce's album. Do you remember last week when she said that her kids ruined her career? Like, Lily Allen... Wow. You don't even like yourself and your own career, let alone Beyonce's album.
Is she just trying to do a ploy here to get more people to listen to her podcast?
I think that is exactly what she's doing. Yeah. Like, and every celebrity that has these podcasts, we always hear they say the most random, ridiculous things.
Yeah.
Like, you pick the arguably one of the biggest stars in the world to come after to get some headlines.
Guess who else is coming out with a country album soon?
Who?
Lily Allen.
Oh, forget it. Oh, please. I'm done. Get me out of here.
Wild just threw his papers in the air, if you're listening. Wow. All right, Wild. All right, that was
Charlie.
Fun. I hope you loved it, Mom.
Uh-huh. Hey, Charlie Cotton's mom, Mrs. Claire.
All right. We'll see you guys here next week. Wow, it's weekend. Great.
I know. See y'all on Monday.
See you guys Monday. Goodbye.